Welcome to the Tilted Vortex Podcast, a discussion of board games, video games, new technologies, TV shows, movies, and anything else a geek would be interested in.
Welcome to Tilted Vortex Season 4, Episode 7, where we continue our summer movie preview. This is Part 2, and I'm Steve.
I'm Rob.
And we're going to kick off our June-July movie preview now for you, and let's see. I hope you got to see some of the movies we talked about in our first episode of the movie preview, maybe in April. Then we're going to cover June and July, and one of the movies we want to talk about is Wonder Woman.
Now, I'm kind of mixed on this one, Steve. I don't know if it's going to be good. You know, it's the Wonder Woman that we saw in the Batman versus Superman. This is a prequel. This kind of shows why she showed up. Because she just was there, and there was no backstory in Batman versus Superman.
There was one photo of her during World War II in the Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, which is where this takes place. This is actually World War I, Steve.
Well,
hey, these things are World War II. They're going all the way back to World War I. Because you can see her coming out of the trenches and all that type of stuff and fighting. You know, people are shooting at her, throwing flame gas at her, they have mustard gas, they have all sorts of stuff. And she's just like, I'm Wonder Woman, I will defeat an entire army. So I'm not sure how that's going to be. You know, we'll see how it is.
I think she's the only Marvel character in the movie, right?
No, DC character.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It should be Marvel. It should be Marvel, because they're better. But, oh, strong opinion there. Yeah, we'll see. And no, I think she is the only DC character in the movie. We'll see how the backstory is. It should be interesting. So that's Wonder Woman.
Another movie that is out in June that I had to do a double take on is a movie that you might be familiar with the title. It's called The Mummy.
Ooh, The Mummy is back, but it's no more Brendan Fraser. It's Tom Cruise.
Yes, it's an actual reboot of the movie The Mummy with Tom Cruise as the Brendan Fraser character, I believe.
Yes, yeah. So I don't know. Like, they haven't announced, like, if this is rebooting a series or if all the stuff in The Mummy has happened and they're just kind of another mummy, but it looks like a reboot.
No, it said reboot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So they apparently want Tom Cruise to be the new future of Brendan Fraser of multiple mummy movies. This one looks awful, I'm telling you right now. There's a female mummy, and that's not the reason why it's awful. Tom Cruise dies, then he's alive, then he's running again. I have no idea what's going on. So if you want to see Tom Cruise run away from a mummy, watch this movie. Otherwise, stay home.
Yes, I have nothing else to add, so I will not add anything. Another movie coming out in June is more of a kids flick. Is Cars 3.
Yeah, so they're making another Cars movie. Disney's just all in on the, you know, let's milk our own franchises to make money. I read the description. Basically, Lightning McQueen is back. There's these other racing cars that are doing better, and he wants to prove himself. Ooh, okay. Ooh,
it's got a deep meaning behind it.
Yeah, they'll make a ton of money because it's Disney Pixar, but who knows?
There'll be a new ride at Disney World next year.
Cars 3, yeah.
Yep. So another movie that's beating a dead horse is Transformers The Last Night.
So this is the fifth one, Steve.
Second one with Marky Mark?
Yeah, so Marky Mark is in it, but some of the characters from the first three are back in it too, so they're blending stars from each of the parts of it. They even have like some of the dinosaurs from the last one with Marky Mark back, like the like Grimlock and all that type of stuff. But then Bumblebee, of course, is still in it because that's the one constant. But it looks like Optimus Prime is evil, sort of. They don't know why. Who is the last knight? It's probably some dode. Who knows? again, they're talking about something happened in the past, and that's a key to the future. So they're going to take some, you know, they've looked at like things like the pyramids before, Chinese stuff. Now it's some secrets in the past again. Who the heck knows? They're, you know. Eventually, it'll be like, you know, the Masons created, who knows, whatever. People will go see it just to see how hilarious it is. That's Transformers The Last Night. Thank you.
I don't have quite a negative view on it. I have seen all the previous ones. I don't, like rush out the week that they come out. I honestly, you have probably watched most of them on DVD, but I do enjoy them as a good 2 hour sci-fi-ish.
Yeah, we'll see.
Entertaining thing. We'll see. It'll probably be pretty decent. I'm sure they'll spend way more money than they'll make on it. But
oh, of course.
The next movie is a different thing. It's not a sci-fi movie. It's a movie called Baby Driver, which sounds like it's a babysitting movie, but actually it's a what I can best describe as a Fast and Furious meets The Transporter.
Yeah, about a crime boss and getaway driver, and he's...
It's really, the whole story is kind of about the driver who's a kid who's got some mental issues that allow him to be a super driver for...
the crime boss.
For crime bosses, yeah.
Yeah, because Kevin Spacey and Jamie Foxx are in this, so it could be kind of funny and exciting. I don't know, maybe the cast is going to be better than the movie. We'll see.
I'm just trying to find something that's not Transformers 8 or Cars 7 or The Mummy Redone.
Or like the next film we're talking about, Despicable 3. Despicable 3, I'm sorry.
Apparently June is the month of redone ideas.
Yeah, I know that. So yeah, this is hopefully they learned the lesson from Minions, which bombed in my opinion. They had merchandise everywhere, like Minion everything. So the Minions, I'm sure, will be back. We'll see. I don't know. It's another one of these. I like the first one, and everything else since then is like, so we'll see. So that wraps up June. Let's get into July.
Yeah, July. Hopefully July is better. July we got... Oh, well, this is another movie that's got... it's called Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, so this is the story of Spider-Man after America Civil War. And right. He's doing all this crime fighting in New York. And Iron Man's like, dude, just stay local. Don't try to take down guys. That's what the Avengers are for. He's like, I want to be an Avenger. And I guess he's fighting against the Vulture.
What? Is this the second Spider-Man movie with this guy in it, or is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's the first solo film of him. He was in Civil War as a cameo, but it's him now as his own Spider-Man movie. But Iron Man is in it a lot, it looks like.
Right.
And this guy who it's going to be the Vulture fighting against him. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting how they tie that all in and see, because Spider-Man, again, will be part of the new Avengers movie, so what have you. Why doesn't Hulk and Captain America walk in and just crush this Vulture guy? They'll tell you. So, I think they're on hiatus, that's why.
Yeah, probably. In another unique movie, we have War of the Planet of the Apes.
So this is a third one as well, Steve. Threes and fives this year. So, Yeah, I guess Woody Harrelson's in it, and he's, like, one of the human survivors after the last couple movies, and he's like, screw the apes, I'm just going to bomb them, even though we have a truce with them. So, like, he's, like, in this all-out war against the apes and, like, fights the main ape guy on a rope hanging over a waterfall.
Well, we know how that works out.
Yeah. So, bye-bye Woody Harrelson, I'm sure. So, anyways, we know the movie already. You don't need to see it. I just saved you $10. Send that $10 to tiltedvortex.com. Thank you very much.
So, we tried to find something else that wasn't a remake or a redo or a part 7.
Yeah.
It's a movie called Dunkirk.
Yeah, this one looks interesting. It's a World War II movie. It's focusing on the non-American side. So, like, the Belgians, there's a couple other countries that were involved in this battle, I guess. But Christopher Nolan's directing it, so you know it's going to be directed really well. It's going to maybe tell you a story that of Dunkirk that you don't know, as well as, you know, the American forces landing in Normandy. It's a separate story versus the Germans and the story that they went through, et cetera, et cetera. So that could be interesting if you're into World War II type movies, similar to Saving Private Ryan, et cetera, et cetera. This could be good.
Yes, it did look good. It looks very, at least it looks different, which is more than we can say for most of these movies.
True.
Another one that looks different is a movie called Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. It's based off a very popular graphic novel.
Yes, I guess this is a European graphic novel, which is why we haven't heard of it much, unless you're in that space, right? But the guy who made The Fifth Element is the one who made this. So it has that kind of Fifth Element feel of, like, super futuristic, out there. Like, a lot, I guess, one of the things he's really good at.
He also directed The Professional and Lucy as well.
Yeah, those are both movies that I like. So he's got kind of this interaction of characters, of different really characters, but he also integrates music a lot into his movie. If you ever watch The Fifth Element, it has this funky sound to it, and everything kind of interacts with how people are moving. So I'm personally looking forward to this, even though I know nothing really about it. I guess Valerian is the main guy in it, and he's with this chick, and they're both doing all these missions and what have you.
Well, the concept is there's this big area where all the races of the universe come to share all their knowledge together.
Yeah.
And there's some evil force that's planning some attack there, and they're supposed to stop it. But it definitely has a very fifth element feel to the trailer. I don't know if the entire movie does, but the trailer definitely
did. Well, I'm kind of keeping my hopes up, so I think I'm going to watch it.
Absolutely.
The last one you got picked here, Steve, is the Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, so this is another female action movie. I guess kind of in the same vein as Ghost in the Shell. But this one, Charlize Theron's in. She plays a female MI6 agent, I believe. And the entire 2 or 3 minute trailer is either of her kicking ass or getting her ass kicked. I mean, it shows her several times with her face completely smashed after being in massive, like, hand-to-hand combat fights. So she is, like, one serious badass in this movie.
Yeah, I guess she's in the Cold War, and she's an MI6 agent, so it's a little bit like it's not a modern, like, movie about an agent. It's one, like, it's set in the James Bond time period, let's say, you know what I mean?
So, right.
Which you usually don't see women agents in that time period who kick ass like that. So we'll see.
It looks like it could be good. It's definitely different, which is, you know, that...
That's refreshing.
The height of the... Yeah, exactly.
That scores high marks with The Vortex.
So we're trying to dig out at least a few high-budget films that were something unique.
Okay.
So that kind of wraps up June and July, and kind of wraps up part two of our summer movie preview.
Yep.
We hope you go to see a few of these movies, or at least rent them in the coming year.
Let us know how they are.
Let us know how they are. Let us know if you know of anything else that you'd like us to mention in our next podcast.
Yep.
So for that, we hope you listen to our next preview, which will wrap up the rest of the summer and early fall. So till then, I'm Steve.
I'm Rob.
Thank you for listening to the Tilted Vortex podcast. You can find more great information at tiltedvortex.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/tiltedvortex and on Twitter, follow us at Tilted Vortex. We hope you join us next time on the Tilted Vortex podcast. Our theme music provided by podcastthemes.com.